820 Floridians could die from melanoma this year. It's the most lethal form of skin cancer. A recent study cited by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 6,000 cases of melanoma are estimated to be related to indoor tanning in the U.S. each year. For Melanoma Month, WGCU's Amy Tardif takes a look at one group of people who is seeing a dramatic rise in the number of these cases. They're young women and teens. And they're the same group also going to tanning salons more often. Jessica Cosden of Fort Myers was a 22-year-old senior at Florida Atlantic University in 2006. She was a Middle Eastern studies major. She worked part-time at a health food store, and she tanned.
It was a rigorous curriculum, so I studied a lot, and I used the tanning bed a lot. The year before that, I really used it a lot. There was a tanning salon right across the street from the dorms in the college.
That spring, a cold brought Cosden to the college clinic, where the nurse saw a spot on her ear. She referred Cosden to a dermatologist, who also found a spot on her shoulder. Both were melanoma. So instead of walking across the stage for graduation, she was having surgery.
So I missed graduation. And of course, the first thing I thought was, did I do this by using tanning beds?
The National Cancer Institute says melanoma among white women ages 15 to 39 doubled from 1980 to 2004. Nearly one out of every three women that age visits indoor tanning salons each year.
And you have a history of dysplastic nevi, I understand? Okay. Any family history of melanoma?
In her Naples office, dermatologist Dr. Catherine Russell examines a patient who has had many problematic moles removed. Russell says most of her patients with melanoma are in their upper 60s, but her practice is seeing an increase in people with melanoma who are much younger.
And so I'm going to use something called a dermatoscope that actually hooks onto my phone to look at. It's like a skin microscope. I have patients in their 20s and 30s who have metastatic melanoma. Some of them, you know, had a mole that changed and they just waited.
She warns people who have more than 50 moles, family history of skin cancer, and fair skin to cover up and stay away from tanning beds.
Particularly the incidence of melanoma rising is on the trunk of young women. And that is thought to be directly correlated to tanning beds.
The International Agency for Research on Cancer reviewed more than a dozen studies conducted over many years on the use of indoor tanning equipment. It found the risk of melanoma increased 75% when people started using tanning beds before they turned 30. Almost every state regulates indoor tanning for minors. Florida requires parental permission. So in the 2015 legislative session, Hollywood Democratic State Senator Eleanor Sobel tried to ban minors from using tanning beds, but she could not find a House sponsor for her bill.
I believe with the passage of this bill, we will save many, many lives of young women and young men who believe that indoor tanning is healthy or will help them look better, when I know they could use sprays or makeup to get that glow that they want.
The senator, whose husband is a dermatologist and has her own line of skincare products, is already looking for a House sponsor for next year. She says she believes she's battling a strong tanning industry lobby. A Journal of the American Medical Association dermatology study found in 2012, the Florida Department of Health licensed more than 1,200 indoor tanning facilities. Representing the industry is Joe Levy, the scientific advisor for the American Sun Tanning Association. He acknowledges the World Health Organization and a U.S. government report dating as far back as 1997 say ultraviolet light from sunbeds causes cancer. But he says the definition of a carcinogen is not clear.
Being a carcinogen doesn't mean that a substance or exposure circumstance is carcinogenic in its intended dose. So what it's saying is overexposure may be carcinogenic, but that doesn't mean that any exposure is carcinogenic. And that on that list, there's only one item that humans need in order to live, and that's UV exposure.
Levy, a journalist by trade, says he uses tanning salons about 30 times a year. He says the association's rules say people who will only burn should not be allowed to use tanning beds. He says there are also other rules that make the industry more responsible than it gets credit for.
There is more money made telling people stay out of the sun and to avoid it than there will ever be made by interests such as indoor tanning facilities who want people to get it in a moderate and responsible way.
And as Levy points out, people get melanoma who have never been to a tanning salon, like Ava Kaplan. The Naples resident was 19 when she went to the dermatologist for one thing, and the doctor found something else on her shoulder.
A week later, the doctor called and said, this is malignant melanoma and we need to operate.
Kaplan had been to the beach often.
I wanted to have a suntan, and a redhead with a suntan really is nothing more than a burn. And so that's what would happen maybe week after week.
She says it changed her attitude as doctors monitored her for about 15 years.
I think 19-year-olds don't need like a smack of reality like that. What a strange thing to have that's on the surface of your body that can kill you so quickly and so horribly, and you could have prevented it.
Naples dermatologist Dr. Catherine Russell says melanoma can be fatal, but if you catch it early, chances are you will be okay.
And our numbers of even how we're treating melanoma have improved drastically. Just in the last 15, 20 years, we have many new medications to help even if you have an advanced melanoma. It's when people wait and let them go that it turns into a much bigger problem.
If you really want some color, Dr. Russell suggests a spray tan. Amy Tardif, WGCU News.